friends. The latest report of the Economic and Social Survey of Jamaica shows that poverty has increased. Compared to our CARICOM partners, Jamaica ranks in the bottom quintile in terms of our gross national income per capita. Even more disturbing is Jamaica's persistent fall in the Human Development Index over the last 4 years. This shows a general deterioration in quality of life for the average person. How do we deal with poverty? One asset that everyone has is their labor. Therefore, a strategy to move Jamaica from poverty to prosperity must be to empower labor. Indeed, this has been the struggle of the labor movement since 1938. There is no doubt that the improvement of working conditions, regulations, and labor market reforms since then have had a positive impact on poverty reduction over the last 50 years. The next phase of empowerment of the labor asset in our struggle to move Jamaica from poverty to prosperity must rely heavily on education, technology, and our natural creativity to improve productivity and competitiveness in an ever-changing global economy. Today's economy requires a highly skilled labor force that assimilates technology and innovates for efficiency. Today's economy is heavily based on knowledge. The worker must be educated, but also creative. Pairing education with creativity is the basis on which new products and ideas are developed and is the pathway to growth and development. To move from poverty to prosperity, we must ensure that all students leaving the education system are certified in a skill and attain the basic functional educational level. 70% of our labor force is without any formal training, and 11% of the labor force has formal skills training. We are committed to changing this. We will implement a compulsory education policy where all Jamaicans between age 3 and 18 must be in school. We will also put in place a comprehensive system of apprenticeship and work study, which will provide practical training and exposure to industry standards. We will also implement a program of national service for our young people. Through voluntary service, we will develop a positive culture of work among our youth. We will also expand the number of workforce colleges through the HEART NTA to provide on-the-job training and human resource development to persons already employed. This Labor Day, as we volunteer our labor in support of our communities, let us consider the bigger picture of the value of our labor in ending poverty in Jamaica. Parents, the greatest contribution you can make in this regard is to ensure that your children get a well-rounded education with knowledge, skills, and the right attitude towards work. To the young people, I encourage you to stay in school and choose your areas of study wisely. Science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and the creative arts are replacing traditional careers. What you study, your knowledge, skills, and attitude will actually determine how effectively your education is able to move you from poverty to prosperity. In closing, let us recognize that poverty affects everyone. Our greatest asset is our people, our labor. We know that there is no educated country that is poor. We must commit to empowering our labor through knowledge, skills, and the right attitude towards work. It is through the enterprise, industry, creativity, and productivity of our labor that we will move Jamaica from poverty to prosperity. I wish for you all a productive Labor Day. May God bless you, and may He continue to bless Jamaica, land we love.
So come on, Jamaica, let's work together.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.